podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, if you haven't already got a ticket for the Touchline Fracas live show, Sunday, 4th September, Chelsea, West Ham, United, Arsenal, make sure you make your way down to Belushi's, London Bridge, early doors, should have a ticket outside for you. But without further ado, let's get into this week's show.
We're not going to let them off that easy. That's not what we do here. It's Coffin Fracas live, baby. Julian, take it away.
Yeah, oh man, this win, it's not only a win. It's, as you said, it's a marker, one of the biggest markers in our history. And we, from minute one, absolutely piped this supposed super team that has Cristiano Ronaldo, Paul Sancho, Champions League Varane. Absolutely smoked them. Marco, I'm going to come to you. How are you feeling today? You know, since Sunday, I see you're popping the good stuff. Since Sunday, you know, we've been on the high.
Hey,
man. Hey. The champers, bro. Because drink the blood of our enemies. Because this is special. The demolishing, the disgrace, the utter embarrassment that
witnessed. Listening to that vocal pod yesterday, man was just sipping like this, man.
Has everyone, should we get our glasses up? What's going on? Should we get something?
I've only got a can.
This is Coppen Live. Pop the champers. The disgrace, the demolishing. United Tears. Listening to that mugger podcast, man was just sipping. What are you sipping on now, Marco? Hold that, pussy. Julian, Mush, the rest of you lot who are on that podcast, hold that. Fahi, recording on an ether beat. How very dare you, man. How very dare you. How long did that take you in the editing suite? This has taken me 1 minute. One take. I'm feeding off your organic pain. Hold that. Coppend. Let's go.
Rashford, he's in here. He scores. Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Trying to get in again.
Thank you. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, my bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Mane. Ready! Description. Oh. How about Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United. Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U. Thank you, man. Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Bang. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Mugger. It feels like forever since I recorded a podcast where we actually won. Fuck me, it's been a long time coming, boys. How you lot feeling? We've got Elijah, got Rodney, even got Aka on the pod. This is a mad thing. This is a turn up for the books. I'm gonna go with you first, Elijah, because you're a regular here.
Hey man, it might be 9 a.m. again, you know. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Never a doubt. Never lost faith. Not a single day over here. It was always 9 a.m. I lie, Elijah.
Always. The alarm clock's ringing, cuz. The alarm clock's ringing. Yeah.
As soon as I ask for him, he goes on mute.
Oh, he's so annoying, man.
It's ridiculous. All right, I'm gonna go to you, Aka. Then what are you saying?
Yeah, man, buzzing. Finally won a game.
Is that your buzzing voice?
No, I was just about to say, this guy,
I'm relieved. I thought it'd be too all of you.
That's like that Pep, that Pep interview where it's like happy, happy, happy New Year.
I'm relieved, bro.
Nigo, what are you saying, my bro?
I'm good. You lot can all hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, my guy.
Yeah, bro, man. Loud and clear.
They were saying someone's record had to go today. You know, unlimited losses, unlimited draws. I just know it wasn't my boys, innit? That's all I know.
It weren't going to be us. It was never going to be us.
Yeah, man. That got a bit of intensity in the game. If I'm transparent with you, it's probably the worst Liverpool side we faced in the last 4 years or so. I think any of those other Liverpool sides before smack us, even with this team. But I don't care, bro. I'm here for the results and the agenda. So it is what it is.
Bro, when you're locked down, you're locked down, innit? So I'm not going to lie. I feel like we needed a bit of luck today. Might have got it in that Liverpool team that was available. But I'm going to go to you first, Aka, since it's been a while since we heard from your voice. In terms of the lineup, obviously, Ten Hag rang through the changes. It was an absolutely dreadful performance last time round. This time around last week. So he had to do something to get the boys fired up. We were talking about the 13-kilometer run that he had the team do last week. what did you think about the starting lineup? Obviously, with Maguire dropped, Shaw dropped, Ronaldo dropped, and Fred.
I liked it. He finally made the big calls. I think he's shown the players a lot of respect in the first 2 weeks. And they let him down. And ultimately, he got the people that he wanted to play today. He had a set plan. He knew Liverpool were going to come with a high line. So he wanted pace in the attack. He wanted people that were going to press. That I think if Martial had been fit, he would have started. But he chose Elanga. And it's a big call. He chose Elanga over Ronaldo. And it paid off. We had them on the back foot. We utilised their high line. And we made it difficult for them. In terms of the pairing, I think Martinez and Varane is the obvious centre-back pairing now that Bailly's gone on loan. So he made that call there as well. Shaw as well. I think he was impressed with Malasia's 45 minutes last week. So he brought in Malasia and he said, you know what, here's your start. Stuck with Dalot. I think all the calls paid off. The only one I was a bit sceptical about was McTominay for Fred. But I understood it. I think he had McTominay in there because of the height and the athleticism. I think ultimately he was worried about set pieces. They've got some big players in their team. He was expecting Fabinho to play, Van Dijk. So he was a bit worried. So I think that's why he got McTominay in there. But, you know, the proof's in the pudding. I can't fault his selection. He had a game plan. He chose the right personnel to execute that game plan. And it paid off ultimately in the end. And, you know, he's called it right. And finally, he's shown the team, opposition some respect. And he's made the big call. And he's dropped the players that have been calling to be dropped for the last 9 months.
Finally, for real. Rodney, obviously Elanga started a game today. I think that's his first start of the season, right? What were you expecting from that lineup? Be honest, did you think we were gonna come away with 3 points there?
Nah, I didn't think there was a lineup we could put out where we would get 3 points, to be fair to you. I didn't think the changes would make a whole lot of difference. Although I appreciate the changes. I don't want to see Maguire. I don't want to see Shaw. I don't want to see Fred or McTominay, to be fair. But not seeing them both on the pitch at the same time was appreciated. Yeah, I didn't even looking at the lineup, although the changes were much appreciated and much needed, big calls needed to be made. I thought he was, like I said, he's been very respectful of some of the shitter players in the team, gave them a chance, and he's rung the changes and he's got a performance out of it. I didn't think we'd win the game. But then seeing Liverpool's lineup, that midfield, I think Liverpool's lineup gave me more confidence than our lineup did, to be fair to you. I looked at Liverpool.
It was a bit higgy, innit? Their lineup didn't have.
They had loads of starters out.
Yeah.
And their midfield looks worse than it's ever been. They don't have a great midfield anyway. So, yeah. Liverpool's lineup gave me more confidence than our lineup did.
Cool. Elijah, somehow you've managed to write an article and post it out.
Why are you still surprised, bro?
How do you do it? What do you do? What's the secret? Do you write it during the game and then just edit it at the end?
Hey, I just write it during the game, and then yeah, man.
I reckon he's got options, man. He's got a 2-1 article. He's got a 1-1 article.
I reckon he goes on Fiverr and pays someone to write. Like,
bro, I don't do that, bro.
He's got fair writers for every result.
I have witnesses who have seen it before. It's fine.
Yeah, so it's where just typing. There's no screen and that. Just pressing buttons and that. And to TV Wonder.
I haven't even had time to read the report, so I don't know how you've had time to write it. Yeah. That's
because how do you watch the game and write so accurately on the game?
You're definitely guessing some of the stats as well. Like, yeah, man, Alanda seven times dispossessed.
Who's proofreading that? No one.
You've got to understand. That's the key. I put those stats in that tick, bro. What do you mean? Full words. There's no numbers.
Proofreading is spinning me still.
Shout out you, Elijah. But yeah, what did you see from the tactical setup as we started the game? I saw you mention we looked like a 4-4-2 with Bruno and Rash up top.
Yeah, so it was basically very simple. Like, it was like a very simple, like, it's like when a mid-table team plays a big team, they just go 4-4-2, keep it compact, and then try to play into the space that Liverpool would leave with their high line and their pressing. But what I really liked is that it wasn't aimless in like the first 20 or 30 minutes, where we were basically playing those passes into Bruno, who was flicking around the corner to Rashford. And then there was that chance that Van Dijk blocked where Rashford was in that left channel and he shot and he blocked it. And then McTominay and Eriksen were really good at that, where they were nicking the ball and then playing it first time into Bruno, who was like playing the passes first time, because you know that's all he can do. Like, whenever he dwells on the ball, he gets shitter and shitter with each touch. So it was a good plan in terms of that. And then Alanga done very well against Trent, who is a horrendous defender to get done by Alanga like that, but we've known that for some time. But yeah, it was pretty simple in terms of, like, there was just more intensity. Like, we were very touch tight to their front three, like Malacia, Dalo, Varane, Martinez. They were just very touch tight, and then McTominay and Eriksen, they were going with the two centre midfielders that Liverpool had, which left us a bit exposed in terms of the centre of the pitch. But because Varane and Martinez were able to step out, it wasn't that much of a concern. It was just good, but you could see that in like the last 15 minutes of the first half, they were quite tired because like they put in a lot of intensity. So it was good that once we got back into our shape, we made it quite difficult, but you could see that there were still gaps there. But hopefully with the signing of Casemiro in there, then a few more on top of that, we'll be able to progress our play a bit more. But yeah, it was a pretty... Like, for the United we've seen for the last 12, 18 months, that was an excellent performance. But
yeah,
in real terms, it was a pretty standard performance from a team, from a team that's had so much investment in it and the players we have. But it's a starting block, and it's good because this is the one thing I've always liked about Ten Hag. When reading about him, like, people will say that he has a philosophy in, but he has shown that in the past that he's able to step away from playing out the back and going long and playing direct football, and show that at Utrecht. And even with Ajax, if you watch them in the Madrid game, they were playing very much on the counter attack as well. So it's good that he was able to do that, but it'll be nice to see what he's able to do against teams that will sit deep against us and press us like the other two teams. But yeah, good performance, good win, and it was amazing that it came against Liverpool.
Sweet. All right, Nico, you've been waiting patiently in the wings. What about that first half performance impressed you the most? I mean, I think I'm speaking on behalf of most United fans when I say I expected us to get pumped there. But obviously, I think Liverpool have been struggling this season as well. So there was a slight bit of hope, but they didn't expect us to come out all guns blazing the way we did.
Yeah, I think it was like clash of the bozo genes behind the fullbacks. because what was happening was there was ricochets with Alanga and Trent and them, man. And it was like, yo, if I make less mistakes than you, then I'm in behind. But we had a lot of good pressure in the first, I'd say 20, 30 minutes. You could see around 30 minutes, the intensity it got to them. But I think that to me even was a positive sign, because I think United of last season and the season before would have held their energy. So, for instance, a Rash and a Sancho would have said, look, so I can do 45 minutes, let me chill out after 15, come back in 25, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas it seemed like they blew themselves out of the water. So around 30 minutes or so, we were being pushed back a bit more. If I'm honest, I really liked how much I didn't see McTominay. Usually it annoys me because he hides a lot. But I think the difference this time was I actually think he was effective today. Today, like in, I think there was the pass through to, was it to Rash?
Louder.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Nah.
Oh, you're McTominay. No. I still want him out of here. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, I know Ten Hag said to him, listen, today you're playing Casemiro. Just show him where he's going to be standing on the pitch and that. And then afterwards, I can send you over to Crystal Palace or wherever you want to go and sit on the bench. Yeah. But I think McTominay was good. I'm not a fan going forward, I'll be honest, of Eriksen and Bruno next to each other. I think they make similar mistakes in trying to progress the ball. Although I do think Eriksen is a really good football player. But maybe that balance with when Casemiro comes, etc., might change that in my perception. But yeah, in the first half, I think it was really good, really composed. I said earlier in a group chat that I like my centre-backs to not be the star of the show. So Varane and I think Martin, like to me, he was the man of the match. But I think they were very composed on the ball. We defended very well. And it was the most tenacious I've seen us in like a year. Like, I think in like the first 5 minutes, Martinez went to get a tackle on Salah, stood up and just barged him for no reason. Like nothing. But I think at the very least, it was his sign of saying, listen, I'm here. I'm going to be on to you. And that seemed to be Man United. And I think last season we saw it when Ralph came. Yeah, it was cool and that in the first two games or whatever. But we didn't seem to have trigger points for presses. Whereas it was very clear in this game, if Rash stepped forward, if the ball came to, who's left centre back? Gomez. If the ball came to Gomez, our front three were pushing on him and Sancho was on it. And big up Sancho for getting a goal up. People have been talking crud about that. He's got to get it back in blood.
You got to get it back in blood for real. Elijah, you've been talking about the magnums, you've been shifting him.
It is carnival weekend.
What are you saying? The stocks are at all time high. Yeah, this is the
peak. Hey, bro, he is gonna be on. He's gonna be there at fucking Lapa Grove on the fucking float with a magnum in his hand. It's gonna be teak. But yeah, man. Yeah, he played well. Like, I can't lie. But I mean, that's the thing that I want to see from Sancho. Like, that's the composure he showed for the goal. That's what we've always said, that he's the one in our attack who will show that bit of composure, who will show that composure for the final ball, the pass, and that's exactly what I want to see. And then even off the ball, he worked really hard. And then even there was one chance that Rash that got blocked by Gomez, that he played that pass, and yeah, he actually done really well in the 70 minutes that he was on the pitch. So big up to him, but he needs to use that as a starting block and then continue on that way. But it's weird because I think he scored 4 goals and 3 of them have been against City, Chelsea, and now Liverpool. So it's a bit weird.
He knows the babes are watching.
Yeah. Come down.
Sancho plays just like everyone at school, blood. What? Who's watching this game? Rihanna. I'm a crush on this man. You don't know about Brentford. He knows the babes don't know about no Brentford. What?
If that was my 4th goal for United in 2 seasons, I'm not gonna lie, my celebration would have been mad. He definitely had a sweet one. He had a sweet one in the stands to do that celebration.
Bro, I would have done what Stone Cold Steve Austin used to do. I just would have called a magnum from the crowd and just like, yeah, and put it on my face.
Do you know what I think we have? Yeah, I think our best players play better when there's less chaos. So when you look at like a Sancho, you could argue Rashford's one of our best players, definitely Eriksen, etc. When you're asking a man like Eriksen to to basically do 1-2s with McTominay. You're breaking his heart. Do you get it? That's not why he plays football. Man didn't come back from, you know what I'm saying? He didn't come back from the gulag for that. So, but when it's like, all right, cool, we're still going to press and we're still going to cause chaos that way. But if even if you look at Sancho's goal, that was prime him at Dortmund. In the middle of the box, a little fake, put the ball. I even saw Bruno basically was, listen, put the ball in this corner. I don't think Bruno would have done it himself. He's aiming at every top corner. But like he was very composed. And I think when you look at our team, when they do feel more composed and start playing football, and yo, just big shout out to Martial. His footwork is crazy. Like, yeah. And I should give a caveat that I mean that for Man United standards, isn't it, Jem?
Hey, man.
Yeah,
it's
a fact. I'm going to get onto the second half. We have been saying 9 a.m.'s back, man. They've been reporting that this United team is gonna transform with in it. And Rodney, I'm going to ask both of you. Did you want to see Martial come on at halftime? Were you impressed by that switch by Ten Hag? As far as I'm aware, there wasn't an Elanga injury, was there? So I assume it was just tactical.
Do you know, I didn't expect it. I wasn't calling for it. To be fair, Elanga had a decent half of football by his standards. So it wasn't something I expected or wanted. When he made the switch, I think it took me about like 5 to 7 minutes to clock. Okay, cool. That's Rashford on Trent. If you want anyone on Trent,
did you not clock that?
It took me a little while to clock, bro. Do you know? It's even Martial because I'm so used to this guy being shit.
Yeah.
And you bringing him on and moving, and Rashford being shit as well. You bringing and moving these guys around to try and use them as weapons in the game. It doesn't make sense. It took long to compute because these men have been shit for so long.
Mm.
So yeah, when I clocked that the switch was that, I said, ah, yeah, cool. I didn't really mind if Elanga stayed on, but you obviously want Rashford, if he's playing well, to be up against Trent rather than Elanga, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that from him. I don't remember the last time I saw a United manager outside of Eric look at a team's weakness and target it.
Mm.
And bring back Carrick. And Carrick against, was it?
Chelsea.
Yeah. Apart from Carrick, that is, not many managers do that. And this is, football's not a hard game, really. If you see a weakness, you target it, right? And that was good to see from our manager. Like, subs, that makes sense. Because often you see other managers we've had making some dead subs that make no sense. But not every sub, two or three of the subs that he made today made complete sense and you could see what he was trying to do. Yeah, but I think Elanga was unlucky to come off, to be fair.
Yeah, he was. But I think any spot
on his game.
Good to see the game, to see a manager make an active sub. We went behind. We weren't necessarily. Mm. I mean, I know Liverpool had their tails up last 15 minutes of that half, so maybe you could say we needed to do something. But
I think they dominated the whole second half.
What, Liverpool?
I think they dominated the whole second half. Really, I didn't feel comfortable the whole second half.
We had a little spell, but I'm gonna talk to you, Aka. What did you make of that second half? And obviously Martial's performance as well.
I think it was like Rodney said, it was the right sub to make. He pinpointed on a weakness. I thought as good as Rashford was one-on-one against Van Dijk was sort of kind of gobbling it up and it was easy for him. So he thought, you know what, let me get Martial on. He's got the feet. He's got the hold-up play. He can do that number nine gig there. Get Rashford onto Trent, who was struggling. He was on a yellow card. Elanga can consider himself unlucky, but ultimately proves in the pudding again. The goal came from that sub. Martial put Rashford in. Rashford pouncing behind, and Rashford showed composure. That was great to see. I think that's his first goal from starting a game since we've had fans back in the stadium. So you can see that confidence was oozing for Rashford. After that, it was a really good sub. I think that was the aim. Get the early goal. You know, we're going to put a lot into that first half an hour. We need to get a goal. We did that. We're going to sit back 15 minutes, soak it up, half time. After half time, it was quite clear we want to go on the counter attack. that's going to suit our skill set. It's going to suit our personnel. And we're going to look to get that second and second and third. We didn't get the third, but to close the game off. We did that. And I think we largely, on the whole, in the second half, were defended pretty well. We were comfortable. But Liverpool were always going to have an opening or two. And we got tired, I think, in the last 10 minutes or so, just before their goal. And then when they got it, we had to sort of dig in for that win. And that was good to see as well. The fact that they were all, you know, mucking in, helping one another. I think somebody mentioned the tenacity that was on display today. That was evident. They were cheering one another on, high fives, you know, big tackles. I know these are basics of football, but it's something that's been lacking from United's performance and United's character for a long, long time now. So just to see them winners out there like Varane, Martinez, Malacia, you know, they are winners. You know, they've not been part of this malaise for a large part. They've come into this club and they've seen it on the downward spiral. But tonight, I think, was, you know, a confidence booster. And I think Ten Hag nailed every single sub. I even like the fact, this is why I personally like the Martial sub. He let Ronaldo know, you're not going to start the game and you're not the first sub to come on as well. So he's saying to Ronaldo, if you want to stick about, this is going to be your role. You're going to be an experienced wise head coming on in the last 5-10 minutes and trying to get us over the line with your experience. You ain't going to be starting games. You ain't going to be coming on at halftime. You ain't going to be coming on when you think you're going to come on. You want to stay here, you're going to play by my rules. So I think that was a silver lining on that sub as well. I think he put Ronaldo in his place, firmly in his place tonight, and Maguire as well.
Yeah, I hear that. Nigo, do you ever want to see Ronaldo and Maguire start again for United?
Yeah, man, we got some Carabao Cup games, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Down the road at Leyton Orient and that. I want them in Leyton Orient and that so they can show the man them, you know what I'm saying? Yo, show some stars to the
What you think Ronaldo will play? I think he might just fly off to Portugal if he tries starting against Leyton Orient. You
know what I'm saying? Start Leyton Orient in the third round and that. If we got Ronaldo on the pitch, Maguire, AWB, yo, Solskjaer, all stars, let's go. But I think that stat, yeah, that Aka said is insane. I don't know how true it is, obviously, the Rashford starting one, yeah. But if it's true, even close, it is insane. Yeah. I do think, obviously, I give him a bit of leniency because came back from surgery last season and we were bumming it. But still, that's insane. I'm glad that everyone that needed a boost seemed to get a boost today. Obviously, other than the one man I don't want to get any confidence boost, which is McTominay. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? I kind of wanted him to get a little own goal or something. I would have been okay with that. But Rash, goal, Sancho, goal, Martial played great. I don't like Alanga getting boosts, but still he got one. I'm happy for him. The Rashford assist. I'm glad with the decisions, especially the Ronaldo not starting and not coming off the bench. I think it's a bold move. I think there's this perception of Ronaldo that he's, if he flips at you as the manager, then you just have to work with him. Like you have to say, oh, I don't want Ronaldo to ruin the dressing room or whatever. Even when I saw Casemiro say he hasn't spoken to Ronaldo, I was kind of happy about that because I didn't want it to be a thing where it's this little Ronaldo fanboy club thing and he's pulling all the strings or whatever. So I think that was good. And I think, as Aka said, that he didn't come on in the second half first. He used Ronaldo as a impact sub. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm honest, I kind of wanted Garnacho to come on instead. But it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We give opportunities to people in need at this club, innit? So I'm all right with it. But Maguire, hopefully it's a wrap. Am I happy with Bruno being captain? Don't know, but... You know what I'm saying? I'll take it instead of Maguire.
You take the good with the bad, innit?
Yeah, they're both bad, though. I'll take the bad with the bad on.
Take the bad with the bad. Rodney, we had two standout performers today, I thought. At the back, obviously, certain man had been getting onto Martinez. I won't name names, but there's no need. But what did
you think?
You
were on air, so I can't say what I want to say about you.
I don't know what I've got to do with any of this, but boy. What did you think of his performance today? He looked integral to us getting away with 3 points. Martinez.
Monster performance, bro. We haven't seen that type of aggression, that type of physicality, and still be technically great as well. Like it was just a blend of everything. He was everywhere. And even in the air today, I think he made a few great timings on his own jumps, because obviously there's been an issue with, or an apparent issue with his height. But today he was just great, man. I don't think he put a foot wrong. You know, like you've got Maguire, you've got Varane and whoever else we've had at centre back. Those players are not like a Rojo. They don't have that aggression. They don't have that tenacity. They don't have that physicality, but also that technical ability, like that blend in a centre back. Yeah. We haven't had that in a long time. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that in a long time. Even to have that in a centre back is, it's not quite rare, but it's lovely to have. So the fact that we've got it and we've just, and fans hate him, rival fans hate him and are hating on him, yeah, it's even better. It's pretty, oh,
he loves it. He relishes it.
It's just making me, I think he's taken everything personally. As I love him. I love him already, bro. I've not watched United the whole preseason. I didn't watch our first two games. This is the first time I've watched him. And mate, he reminds me of Rojo so much.
Yeah. Yeah, but a juiced up version, I'd say. He was really good both on the ball and off the ball.
What do you mean juiced up?
Yeah, I lie, that was an accusation. I can't lie. I stayed quiet. I thought maybe that's a mug of slang, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Stevie. That's a Stevie being Stevie, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe they got different words than that. Like,
but yeah, that's my neck of the woods. I'm not referring to any steroids or anything. what was I gonna say? Yeah, Varane, I thought next to him, the impact of Martinez, I thought also, or maybe it's the impact of Varane starting, I thought also helped Martinez, because he seemed a bit more confident being aggressive when he was aggressive.
Varane, man.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing though, no?
If I never see my defenders, it's not a bad, well, my fullbacks aside, if I don't see my centre backs, it's not a bad thing. I just can't remember any actions in the game where I can speak about.
He did really good. There was one time when he got his yellow.
Diaz.
It was on Diaz. Obviously, McTominay. That actually wasn't McTominay's fault. As much as I always want to call him a bozo. It was a ricochet off McTominay, and then Varane had to stop him with a little foul. I think there was even a couple times. There was at least one time in the box, nearly off the line. I think the ball came across the 6-yard box. He got it out. There's a few times he did really well. And I think as two centre backs, it's similar to centre forwards or centre mids. When you look over and your brother's got things under lock, you feel a bit more relaxed to defend. Whereas I think when you defend with people like Maguire and other crap defenders, in your head, you're always watching them. Do you get it? Like, bro, the amount of times I've seen Luke Shaw, and I don't think Luke Shaw is the best left back. But the amount of times I've seen Luke Shaw defending mad narrow, and I used to be like, why is he doing that? But I'm deep in. He's trying to get behind Maguire because he knows this is going past Maguire. No matter what my right wing is doing, I need to save this brother. And can't live life like that, man.
Yeah, I think with Varane and Martinez, it's the first time I've seen a centre-back pairing of ours in a long time look like they actually complement each other, and they've got contrasting styles, and they look like it could actually work. Whereas with our other pairings, the deficiencies just look clear. It looks like they can be got at. But with this pairing, it seems that they can actually build something if we can get Varane to stay fit. Another monster performance I thought was from Malacia today. Elijah, you've been crying for sure to get dropped. Someone said they replaced the Porg with the dog. Wow. What did you think of Malacia today? He locked Salah up, even when he looked beaten, seemed to make recovery challenges. He's like what I thought we were going to get when we bought Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah, I mean, with him, it's just like, you know, with fullbacks, like, it's just like defensively, you just do the basics well in terms of getting out, playing out with intensity, making sure to stop the cross, like ushering them away from goal, not letting them inside. And then even if you're beat, still trying to get back. Like, the thing is with Shaw is that he's actually had very good performances against Salah, but it's usually because he tucks right in and that's the space that Salah likes to play in. But today, Salah was actually pretty wide. So Malacia was able to get out onto him. And it was basically like a 1v1. And he done really well. But like, it was just good to see a left-back relish like actual full-back defending. Like, it's not hard. All you have to do is get out to your full-back, to your winger quickly. Just like, it's just simple things. Like, I don't understand why I've watched our fullbacks for years. This both Wan-Bissaka and Shaw, where they're just, the intensity in order to close down the opponent or close down the cross is so poor. Like, I don't know how you can be a fullback and you don't get out to your opponent quickly. Like, that's just shocking. So it was very good to see Malacia. And then even on the ball, he was actually really good. There was a couple of times he showed good composure when Liverpool tried to cut off passing angles. And then even for the goal, he kept it very well to pass back Martinez before he punched it into Alanga. So yeah, it was a really good performance from him.
Yeah, 100%. It was just impressive to see a defender do their job well, and hopefully that he can continue that for the rest of the season and build on that. We've got Leicester coming up next in the fixture list.
Quickly, bro, shout out Rashford's performance as well, man. I don't know if we touched on it, but that was a great performance from him.
Yeah, he I think that those are the games for Rashford up top where he's able to run in behind and stretch the defense. And then when he went left wing, that is his best position. So it was good to see that was actually running at people again. Like the chance they had where just went over the bar, where we were just running through players. And then even the little cushioned finish into the far post that Alisson saved. Like, it was just good to see that bit of confidence there, where before you probably see him lash at that or something. So, and then even the finish where he goes near post.
Because
usually you see Rashford try to go into the far corner, so it was good that he went near post and whipped it near post. It was actually a really good performance, but obviously I was more impressed with the second half than the first because I feel like he's just more suited to the left wing. But it was really good.
With Rash, I think his body language on the pitch today was completely different as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think his energy, aside from his actual football and his energy, his body language, it's just his desire in the game. He's realised that if you're going to go and chat to PSG, you've got to actually put performances in to get United to give you a new contract.
He's saying audition tape.
If you're going to throw your audition tape out there to PSG or you want United to give you a new contract, you actually have to play football or you're making your brother just look like a wally, just running around like a fool. So, yeah. Shout out Rashman, that was a good performance.
He's done it.
But yeah, I think Rashford did well. I think if you speak of like Dalot wasn't really present in the game.
Yeah.
Why would Dalot be there though? Wouldn't that be the
I don't know why Dalot was on that side, but I think Dalot was on that side.
But yeah, no, he did well. To be fair, yeah, he did do well defensively. I do think there's some players that are in trouble if we actually recruit properly. I think Dalot might be one of them. Sadly, I think Sancho could be one of them, only because I think Sancho is really good, don't get me wrong. Only because I think one of the things Sancho lacks is pace to a certain degree. And it seems like the way that Ten Hag wants to play is this like running, like his wide players running at players. I've got a weird thing where I really want to see Sancho as like a 10.
10, yeah. I think he'll go there.
I think his technique is really good. I think he can score goals. I think he can get
composure
assists.
Composure as well.
Yeah, he's composed as well. Even when I used to see VDB and Sancho partnering up with each other, 1-2 passes in the middle of the park, I used to think, yo, this is his home. Van de Beek obviously needs to accept that this is him. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get the role of a 17-year-old academy player for the next 2 or 3 years, however long he stays. But that's okay. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think we should, cash in on him just this summer, to be honest. If we need to raise funds, I think we should just shut him down.
Because the hype ain't gonna play you. If your dad ain't gonna play you,
that's what I was about to say. The hypothetical of this whole thing was if he was back at Ajax, if Ten Hag had come to United, even Ten Hag came and said, "Rah,
you're not it, man."
Ten Hag was like, "We got how much for you?" I mean, his thanks for being Dutch anyway. You know what I'm saying, but it was a good game.
Stevie's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, because Stevie's gone, I'm gonna have to take over this shit. I mean,
yeah, I was waiting for someone to take over.
I think he was on about the next game, but you got it wrong as well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, about to go on to the next game, which is Southampton. But I was thinking, brother, we're not gonna skip over the fact that the last time we had a pod, we didn't even know that Casemiro was even available to sign, and we've signed him within a week. And he was presented to the fans before the game.
Oh, was he?
He was presented to the fans before the game, and then United confirmed it on Twitter afterwards. It's still pending UK visa requirements. Fuck you, Brexit. But yeah, what do you think of the signing? There's been a lot of talk since about the amount of money is 60 plus 10 million. He's going to be on 375k apparently, because he's going to be on a bit more than Sancho, similar to De Gea. 4 plus 1 year for his contract.
Who's got the option? Him or us?
It's always a club option with us. So okay, we decide. What do you think of the signing?
Yeah, man, like, we needed a DM. Yeah. Simple.
Yeah.
Simple. We needed a DM, and he's one of the best in the business.
I would have taken Don Strapsy, bloody. It is right.
Honestly, we needed a DM. He's one of the best in the business. I don't care. We could have paid 100 million for him. I don't even give a...
Bro, man, I'm talking about economics and that on the thing. Yeah, bro. I'm not this, bro.
It's not
like,
my money. Yeah.
Give me everyone.
Yeah, I don't give a... I don't care how much he costs. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care what he's on. I'm not getting a percentage of it. Like, it doesn't matter to me. As long as we got in a quality DM, which he is, regardless of his age, who cares? 4 plus 1 is a bit... I maybe would have done 3. But, yeah, other than that, who cares, man? He's a great addition. Yeah.
I do get worried when big players come to United in the last few years.
Yeah, definitely.
It seems like, you know, we hope it's going to be different, obviously, but I can't lie, the way I spoke about Varane when he got unveiled at Old Trafford, I was talking about, yeah, man, what's a Van Dijk and all this stuff, whatever, and then, you know, like, he was just living injured, so...
I'm a sucker for it. I'm a sucker for it.
No, fact.
Years are out, everything. I'm not getting fooled by this signing, but the way he came out in his suit, 5 European Cups, into the theatre... Went over to Keane and that, got his blessings. I'm a sucker for that. I'm unveiling, man. I'll be honest.
I look forward to
be a stripper.
Top red behavior.
I think you
went over to Keane.
Everything, but that was a good moment, man. He came out, he got the crowd going as well. And we needed that tonight. The crowd was excellent tonight as well.
Mm. Yeah, so, I think Casemiro is a great signing. Sorry, did I cut you off?
No, cool.
I think Casemiro is a great signing. I think today we had 10 men on the pitch. So I think he'll slot into that position where that midfielder was absent. I think there was a Scottish brother that was meant to be playing, but he was in the stands or something. He came on for some ricochets and a really, really, really good through ball. I have to give him credit for that. Oh, now I remember through ball went to Bruno and then Bruno played it to
a Langer chance. I even forgot about that when he hit the first.
Yeah.
He should have scored.
It shows how good Rashford's finish was.
Oh, is that Stevie? Mm.
Yeah.
That's an imposter.
No. The thing is, he went silent to make me host. That's all he's done. He's
all right. I'm thinking about the bigger picture.
But I think I know everyone's saying that Alanga should have scored. Obviously, that's the mad thing about football, right? 1 inch to the left, you're the star. 1 inch to the right, you're the villain. I think Alanga did what I've started doing with Man United players is, I think I used to always judge Man United players on Man United quote unquote standards, which obviously used to be really high. Whereas now I just look at man for who they are. Like, for who Alanga is, he did well. even to be
what with the chance or with his...
I think for him he had a it look if Alanga's name was Rashford, I'll tell you that was a bomber first half. But Alanga's name is Alanga.
Yeah. He did what I expected
yeah.
him to do.
I expected far less.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he did well.
He went into the game as well.
Yeah. I think there was a
couple. The game went on. He smelled blood and he went for it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Him and Trent were having a stink off. Like their thing was, listen, whoever ricochets the least gets the ball. Like they had a deal before the game. This ball's coming off kneecaps and shoulders, and it was what it was. But he made it happen, and I think it made sense as to why he was chosen. Because it was like, okay, I need intensity down the flank. If you look at our bench, he's looking around like, okay, who's going to give me intensity? It's not going to be Ronaldo. I personally think Martial only had the second half because he's coming back from injury. I think otherwise he probably would have started. And Garnacho's too young. He ain't going to do no tracking back. Like, he's here for vibes and highlights. Do you know what I'm saying? Although I would have wanted him to come on in the last 20 minutes, like at least start bringing him into games and giving him the experience. But yeah, I think Alanga did well for who he is, do you know what I'm saying? And I look forward to watching him at West Brom next season, man. I think he's going to do well.
Yeah, that's man.
Optimistic, same. Boy.
But going back to Casemiro, Ten Hag said before the game, he called him the cement between the stones, which is the most poetic thing I've heard in a while. But there was all this talk before. there was all this talk about De Jong and about how he was integral to what Ten Hag wanted to do. Do you think that the difference in De Jong and Casemiro will be pronounced in the type of team we're going to be going forward? Are we going to be less progressive team in terms of playing through the middle, or is it just something where Ten Hag where the difference is just there's a lot more being made of it by people than should be.
I think it's going to be interesting because, like, in the first two games in pre-season, we were trying to build out with the deep lying midfielder, right? And that in pre-season was Fred. I think his expectation was that we'd get De Jong in, so he would be able to do that. And that's obviously not transpired. I don't think Casemiro is the person for that either. I think rival teams will probably try and press him as well. So it seems like Eriksen seems the most sensible from a passing ability perspective to play alongside him. So maybe he'll try and do it that way. But then today we forgo that option, didn't we? De Gea just kicked it out long, which I thought brought back quite a bit of pressure on us, and his kicking again, I think, showed itself that it reared its head today. So it's going to be interesting to see what Ten Hag decides. But I think alongside Casemiro, we're going to need to play Eriksen if we want to progress the ball the way he planned to at the start of the season. I think maybe if he's thinking about going another direction, then we might see one of Fred. But I think we'll
get soon. Yeah, just wait. I'll probably wait until the end of the window to see. I think there's a possibility we probably might sign another CM. Possibility. So
I think we have to.
Yeah, I think we have. I don't think Casemiro really, although like he doesn't really fulfill the need that Frankie de Jong did. Like, we heard earlier this month that Frankie de Jong is key to the way Erik ten Hag wants to play, and that's not Casemiro. So either you're going to sign still Frankie de Jong, or you're going to sign someone similar, as close as you can get to that profile, or you're going in a different direction, which I feel United should have done weeks ago. End of June, I felt they should have just said, look, all right, cool, this is not going to work, we'll go in a different direction, and probably look to sign Casemiro then and partner him up with someone else by now. So it's a little bit up in the air whether he brings in someone to try and still get out what he needed from Frankie de Jong as much as he can in a different profile, or is he going to go a complete different way and go Casemiro and Fred and rely on either Bruno or Eriksen to have those passes. So it's interesting one.
I think with Casemiro, I think a Casemiro would have been necessary for us in our first two games. Who smacked us in our first game?
Brighton.
Oh yeah, Brighton. Brighton and Brentford. I think you need it like them. Like when we're being transitioned on, and man, a runner running at us, and I'm seeing Eriksen as the last hope before the defenders. I'm upset, blood. I'm going through whatever Eriksen went through at the Euros, but when I see
and so whatever he went through,
we actually need HR on.
It's well documented, bro.
You're tough, right?
I do enjoy it. So continue.
But with Frankie, I think a game like today is when he would have been essential. Like, you know, when I'm talking about McTominay being absent, especially that first half, all those times when we had access to the ball, and as you're saying, like we were losing the ball because of De Gea just booting it and you know, I can't lie, I hate him booting it, but sometimes I'm okay with it because I think his passing is horrendous. But when you have like a Frankie,
I think it was necessary though, just to try and beat the press from Liverpool.
You agree. But that's what I'm saying. When you have a Frankie in those games, he can beat the press for you. But all those games aren't gonna be Liverpool. You're gonna have a bunch of these games. Yeah, cool, Frankie and Eriksen and that can play a good few passes, but as I said to you, you don't want to be turned over at it's a mad word, but you don't want to lose the ball and face transitions against, like, even when we played Brentford, even Brighton, Man City, they don't care what centre mid you got. You know what I'm saying? You can put Xavi and Iniesta back there, we're getting chopped. You know what I'm saying? But I think we need a ball playing deep line midfielder. Is that going to be Frankie? I don't think so, but we'll see.
We definitely do. I think the De Gea thing is becoming even more of a problem for me as well, because it's like, with his passing, can you even get the ball to the DM? Because today I saw him play like some short passes. I think he even played one to Varane, I think it might have been. And it just, like, the angle of it just put him immediately in trouble. I was just like, we can't even get out of our box. Like, we have to kick it long. And then you're even just bypassing the DM altogether. So I know we're linked with a couple.
I think we'll sign a backup one.
It'll be interesting to see if... see if Ten Hag actually thinks they're going to be competition for...
I think if Dean stayed, I genuinely think he'd be fighting for a place right now.
He'd be starting. Yeah. He would have dropped here today.
Yeah.
He's a prick, man.
No,
he is,
I hope he's listening. You're a prick, bro.
Just seen a quote from Ten Hag after the games, and they asked him about more signings, and he said, we need to give the players a break. It's going to be a long season and we need to add to the squad. So hopefully by next week, we have even more signings to get onto. But in terms of that, you know, the usual links with Anthony, that fucking Beyblade.
Is a crazy... What?
Heaven Pegasus, bro. That's what I call him. Fucking
what's Beyblade? Them spinny things.
Yeah, that's what he fucking does. Spin on the ball.
That's hilarious.
So annoying, man.
Who said that?
Man cannot tell me this. Man can't tell me this.
Me. This part's a bit mad. You guys words are mad.
That was the Beyblade, the thing, innit?
So obviously we're linked to apparently we're gonna go back in with a third bid for 100 million euros. We're still linked with Gakpo.
Gakpo's the one that's
I've heard seven pronunciations. What's his brother's name?
Gakpo.
Come on, you can't just be skipping out a random, like, it's a K. There's no such thing as a silent K.
What's his name?
Gakpo. James. His name's James, blood.
What's his name?
Gakpo.
Yeah.
Rodney's definitely trolling at this point.
Yeah.
Gakpo. Yeah, anyway, man, I watched a few of his comps. Mate, he's ugly baller, man. Proper ugly baller, bro. You know them man that on the pitch, they're doing the right things, but it's just so ugly to watch, bro.
I think he's direct. I think that's why they want him.
Yeah, he's direct, but it's just ugly ball, man. It's dead.
I think with him, I feel like if Ronaldo leaves, he's going to be like a little versatile forward that can play across the line.
He's 50 million, though.
Yeah, but he
bro, give him 400 million. I'll just get players.
Nah, he's not the one, man. I think Rash must have taken that person as well.
Who's the one that's 50 M's really?
Like, no, like he's gonna cost like 35, 40. He's gonna, I think,
apparently Neto.
Yeah, I mean,
50. You see when they see that Man United badge on the email, that's not
Man United is Man United. As soon as, like I just said in the chat, as soon as Man United come in, that's just gonna, it's gonna be a bidding war. And I think he probably got up to 70, 80. But at the moment, starting price is 50 mils, man.
But that's why when I saw, who was it that got leaked? Was it John Murto at the pub and that? When I saw that video and they were like, yeah, whatever the price is. I know Man United fans are like, he's lying, whatever. I believe him. I don't think we negotiate. I do not think we go to any club and say, I think negotiation is free messages on WhatsApp. I think it's, yo, man, can I have your player for 40 M's? And then the team come back and say 100. And then Man United go, oh, man, you got me. 120, innit? Like, yeah, take it.
I think we spent well so far, though, apart from the Casemiro fee. I think it's not been too bad.
Now the Martinez fee was a piss take because
it should have been 15 million cheaper. Yeah, of course they wanted 40, and we ended up paying 55. Yeah.
That was because of Arsenal, though.
No, but it wasn't just that. It was just the fact that they've lost players and they were like, we don't want to lose.
Yeah,
them.
So
have to pay more. But it's like whatever. But and then even with this Antony thing, they're doing it even more now because
Antony's mental.
Hearing that they're angry at Ten Hag and that.
Yeah, but fam, fucking hold that, man.
No, I don't want him to hold that because I don't.
Yeah, well, and then we've been linked with backup goalkeepers. Apparently, the Switzerland goalkeeper said no because of the World Cup. He doesn't want to come and be a second choice. But we've been linked with right backs, but those two are less certain. And then we're still linked with fucking Stinky De Jong. Now. Bayern are involved, but Barcelona basically giving him an ultimatum, so he has to leave.
Are Bayern gonna pay that though?
No, apparently they want him on loan, initially. Oh,
come on, man, that doesn't make any sense.
They did that with Coutinho, remember?
But I guess they'll probably be like an obligation, and then they'll pay his wages, and they can get off their books, Yeah, in terms of transfers, it'll be an interesting week because it closes next week. What day?
Next week, what? Monday?
Thursday.
What's it, the first?
Yeah, it's the first.
Yeah, we're getting
it's in. A week on Monday. Oh, yeah. A week on Thursday.
I think right back will be dependent if Aaron Wan-Bissaka leaves, to be honest with you, and how much we can get for him.
I think it'll be a loan.
Palace were offering 10, innit?
Yeah, take it.
That's nasty, you know.
Take it.
They did that with Otto Zahar as well.
That's so disrespectful, man.
Take what? 10? That's a good offer, bro.
No, it's not.
10 million for that player.
They should throw in another 10 just for politeness. Come on, man.
What are you doing? That guy is not a £20 million player. He's 10 million. We're lucky to get
last 10 minutes when we're trying to go for a goal and we just leave him there sweeping. I'll keep him just for that, man.
He's got to go. If we can get 10 million for him, I'll take it, man.
Can you even buy players for 10 mil these days, bro?
I don't think so, but obviously,
you said new chairs at the stadium and that.
Wi-Fi.
Stevie, man, don't have.
I don't think 10 mil pays for a Wi-Fi, you know.
Trade him in for Wi-Fi, mate. Pay for yours, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely need that. Do you know what? Now we need to start doing Patreons just to pay for a new Wi-Fi. Fuck it, all, mate.
Now, how we beat Liverpool, and they're making Wi-Fi the center of the team.
Yeah, that sounds like it's time to stop.
It's because we're not used to W's, isn't it? So we're
man.
Man said, what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? Like,
Scrabble, certain man on their first date and that, like,
yeah.
Oh, you're here. That's great. Why are you here? Why are you,
you turned up? Like, what happens now?
I ain't even got my shoes on and that. But I came in Crocs. I didn't think you were going to show and that.
What did you come out of? Where did you come outside with? Yeah,
like, Crocs. I thought I was just coming for my weekly one up drink.
I got my shoes on. I'm just there for
it. Come with a mandem as well. He was like, yo, let's all go out and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Also, quick shout out to the Cophead Frackers guys. Hold fucking that.
Yeah, hold that.
Hold that.
You
hold
fucking pussios. Hold that.
I
actually forgot to do that at the start of one. Hold that.
Sound like Tupac hit him up intro.
You know what? Yeah. Last season when they beat us 5-0, I didn't even listen to their pod, but apparently they've done some EFA shit or whatever.
That was a self proclaimed EFA. It was shit. They put a beat on whatever, whoever was put a beat on the end of it. It was shit. I was thinking, this is gonna be fire. Let me tune in. I was so disappointed for them. Secondhand embarrassment.
Man, I hope that was 5-0 and you were embarrassed for them.
Embarrassed for them because man was saying, yeah, this is mad EFA. Whoever edited took their time to put the beat on the back of it, whatever, and it was just dead.
Yeah, now Ten Hag's got two wins over Klopp. Obviously, the first one they said it's pre-season, the second one in the season.
Yeah, man. 6-1 on aggregate. Hey, wait, we are catching up, bro. Like, we're catching up. last season 9-0. This season 6-1. We're catching up, bro.
I'm a bit concerned. What's happening at Liverpool? If I'm honest with you. Like, obviously, concerned, you know them. They'll find... No, not concerned as in, like, I care about them. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh. God willing, they get relegated. But yeah. I mean, more like, I think it will be a top six, top five fight. I don't think you can... I don't care who Klopp is. I don't think you can do a madness with this midfield. I don't think you can.
No, I think they're going to have to... I think they're... Apparently, they were saying they're waiting for Jude next summer. But Jude. I think... Yeah, Billingham, isn't it? But... I think they've got to do something this year because they've got injury prone midfielders who they're going to rely on this season in Thiago, Fabinho, whatever. It's mental.
Mane's a miss as well.
Mane was always going to be a miss, but I never really thought
Diaz guy up. But I just he scored a great goal last week. Yeah, but that's going to happen
cold, man.
Every 10 games. He runs into bodies. He got locked up by Dalot today.
I don't think he got locked up. He was one of their better players.
He didn't get past Dalot once, and any time he did, Dalot got back and got in.
He was lively, bro. He was one of their better players.
Yeah. I think
this is why I'm interested to see what we do against your Southamptons, your Leicesters. The games where that are coming up where we're more than likely gonna have the ball over 60% of the time. Because I think when you have a Liverpool that actively believe if they press forward, they're packing you in or whatever, they're leaving them spaces behind. You saw a bunch of times where if Bruno was actually a footballer, we could have been in quite a few times. And to be fair to him, we did get in quite a few times behind the fullbacks. I'm interested to see, because everyone's talking about us, you know, is this the turn of everything changing? I'm interested to see what we do when we play like Southampton and we have the ball. Are we going? Because I think we saw with Brentford, first 10 minutes or however long before they started packing us in, we looked all right, but we just couldn't put the ball away or in any interesting positions. It just was great possession in the last third. And then
I think Martial is key, though. I'm so glad he's back because I think Martial is just so key to his team right now.
Makes a massive difference.
Never lost faith ever.
Not once. Not once.
Never moved from 9 a.m.
Once.
Never moved. That alarm clock has been ringing for the last 2 years. I've been waking up.
even when you went to Seville, I was wishing him the best. I wanted.
Oh, you fucking really liar! You basically almost wished death on him. You were this close to wishing he was dead.
He's back.
I'm not gonna lie. He has come back from the jaws of death.
How? How the hell has he gone from being loaned out to being a cornerstone of this team? It's crazy.
And it was a failed loan as well.
A bad loan.
He didn't score.
He scored one goal in the Europa League and got two assists.
Did he score? If you saw the way, he scored once. If you saw the way the Sevilla owner spoke about him, it was almost like he was a bird. It was almost like he asked to come, like almost like yo, like we had a we had a problem up front. I'm like, yo, what? That's my boy.
He was terrible, man. He was
he was actually a really bad loan, and then he kept getting injured as well. But he's back now, and
he needs to stay fit. That's the biggest problem. He gets injured every time when he's got momentum.
Yeah. Martial, Varane, they all got the same gene.
Yeah, we've got a few injury prone players. Rash as well picked up a few injuries. Yeah. We're in trouble, man.
But
what are we saying? Champions League, fellas?
Hey, not right now. Let's not even talk about that right now.
Let's try into
we've got to use up all our optimism before we get a draw or a loss.
Yeah, I mean...
Who's our next game?
Well, so we're facing Southampton next week, and that's been a difficult game. Every like, I can't remember the last time we've had like an easy win. There, it's always
didn't we punch them up 9-0?
No,
it's a good point, actually.
No,
but there was a red card in the first 10 minutes or something.
That is at home, away, it's never easy. I don't
know. It's a different story. Yeah,
Martial's first season.
Did Ward Prowse pack in
Van Dijk?
That was 3-2, right?
Yeah, about 7 years ago.
Yeah,
Ward Prowse packed in De Gea with a free kick. And I think Cavani had a sort of comeback and that.
Yeah. That was that was the El Negrito game as well. But
it was
a little light racism for a win.
Hey man, it was worth it. Now on to
you called me what? But we won. Oh, it is what it is, man.
We're gonna finish up with some listeners' questions. This one's from Dan D. Whistle One. Are we starting to see a return of investment with Ten Hag and his players?
What do you mean?
His players might have been some of the best on the pitch. Malacia,
You know
Martinez,
at halftime. At halftime, I just thought, wow, I have full and utter faith in the manager again, bringing all their signings. Anthony, 100 million.
Nah, I don't know. Those players before they came, you could say, we're signing them, like Ericsson,
Lassie Martinez.
Yeah, I don't want to say. Yeah, the left back. Hello.
Wait, what's going on? Why are you not saying the name,
bro? Because he's gonna butcher it. That's why.
Go for it, man.
And Martinez, you can see why we were signing them. The latest two we've been linked with, I have no idea, like, what
we're going to
bring. Yeah.
You got no idea? Listen to me. Wait, listen. If Rashford and Sancho get injured, our flank is Pelestri and Alanga.
Yeah, but you need quality, bro. I don't think those guys... Well, Anthony brings a certain level of quality, but the other you, whose name I'm not going to butcher...
He's a good backup for Rashford, though, isn't he?
I don't know. I watched him. It's ugly. Like I said to you, it's real ugly.
But when you say ugly, is it like ugly, like as in Aaron Wan-Bissaka ugly, or is it like...
Nah,
the job get done.
Along them lines of ugly, but not as bad. It's just everything that it's not tidy.
Well, it looks like it's like everything's a ricochet, but it works.
Yeah, bro. It's not a matter. Like even the good goals he scored, it just looks shit. I don't know for him, man. He direct though, and he's physical. So
yeah, that's enough. Bring him to the traffic.
The listener's question was.
Are we seeing a return in investments in Erik ten Hag's signings? I think so. Yeah. I think like anyone I can get sure off that pitch, you know what I'm saying? That's worth the money. Maguire off the pitch, that's Martinez. Yeah,
Tomlin with Fred off the pitch.
I think what he's done is said, he's getting rid of all the bozos.
Like the Casemiro signing, because he had a certain way of coming in and he wanted Frankie de Jong, and he's got a certain style of play, and he's been a little naive and he's underestimated the Premier League. But after two really horrendous showings, he said, you know what, I hold my hands up, go out there and get me one of the best DMs that you can get me, and they've got Casemiro.
Do you think that's unfolded, or do you think
Ako,
do you know the bosses said, we can get this guy?
I genuinely think if you get punched up like that, it's like what AJ should have learned. AJ tried to, let's do sweet boxing and that. You've got to just punch man in the face. And I think Casemiro just, because, bro, look how we were getting, I don't think, De Jong's not stopping that. We were getting punched up. Like, I think he just said, yo, bring me someone that can stop the pain.
Do you know what's so funny, yeah, is that if you look at his Ajax team, the defensive midfielders he's had have been more in the Casemiro mode. With like he had Alvarez, who's actually a centre back playing DM. He had Martinez there for a bit, and then he had Schoen, which is kind of like a box to box guy, but he was just there to do dirty work. So for him to come here and then say
he's crazy that then. Role,
it was really weird to me. That's what really pissed me off, because he said about Pep as well that he
I remember that
he really underestimated the league. So for him to come in and then want De Jong in that role, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But luckily it's panned out this way, so hopefully
you'd rather have two games than two seasons, isn't it?
Like, yeah, really. Yeah. But another thank you for that question. This one, and then this one's from Tommy T98. If Rash and Sancho continue to play like this, does this mean Anthony and Gakpo, if we get them, start on the bench this season?
Yeah, for sure.
Inshallah. This one's from Slim Popper with Ten Hizzy mentioned. with Ten Hizzy mentioned Maguire and that Casemiro vid dropping, can we now start talking seriously about a new captain?
Yeah, I think he's chosen his captain, if I'm honest. Like, I don't think you'd bring in, like, unless your name is Ollie, you don't bring in players and make them captain. So I think he has to look at the squad. Ronaldo's not going to be starting, and it's, I don't want him. I think really, like, if I forget who, because I'm trying to think, like, who, if I look at our squad, who should be captain?
It's Varane.
It's Varane. Yeah,
but you got, no offense, you got to think about availability as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's why it can't be Varane. And then the only other person in the squad that can be who's available.
Does Varane speak English?
Yeah, he does.
I was just about to say that, but I remembered he does actually speak English. So.
Yeah, he does. Bare interviews, you know. He's bare happy, but then again, he's getting paid $350k. Yeah,
bro, he was all smiling about Casemiro coming and that.
Yeah, they're
all happy. Casemiro, the only one that's not is Ronaldo. Get your money and shut up, man. Some of you, bro.
Yeah.
Man wants another Champions League or another few goals to cement his record.
Just a quick one. I love the backline today because none of them spoke English as a first language. We had none of that Brexit bullshit from Wire. These man, Wan-Bissaka and these man, and they fucking just spoke continental languages. It
was nice. Yeah, man are looking at each other and just say, move.
Hola, amigo. Bonjour.
And they don't even know what country the other one's from.
That's so mad. That's like when AJ went on his rant and Yusik had no idea.
That's what we need, I'm telling you.
Bro, that's crazy. Portuguese, French, Spanish, and Dutch.
All
that talking stuff will ruin your game. Like, sure, Maguire were talking about how their kids can go school and that. Do you know what I'm saying? When man only know move and hurt, yeah, you're good.
Man, that's a move and hurt.
Why did you say both of them in accents? I can't
understand. It wasn't even MOVE, it was MUV. Move.
Move.
I could go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they can understand Maguire and Shaw. So I think they actually understood each other more today because they can speak bits of French and Spanish to one another, and true, the continental languages are quite similar. So I genuinely like that. I don't think they can understand a word Maguire is saying, nor do they want to hear it, more importantly. So it was great to see that, like I said, the languages and the difference in the back line today, because it worked.
Do you know, one thing I think is great, yeah, when you have decisions like this or managers like this is, there was a stage when Ollie was there where I genuinely believe there was nothing our spine could do to be dropped. Like, I genuinely believe, I think we played Leicester and Maguire was responsible for like 4 out of 5 goals or something insane. I can't remember what it was. It was an insane probability or whatever. Starting next game, like at the very least, I think that gives you a bit of energy. When in your head, you're like, oh, shoot, I made a mistake. I could lose my place. Let me make up for it. I think it's different from, oh, I made a mistake. That is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bounce back next Saturday or the Saturday after. I don't think you put in as much. Whereas Ten Hag seems very proactive. Like, all right, cool. I'm not going to give you the chance to, do you know what I'm saying? Bring someone else in. So hopefully that stays, isn't it?
Yep. Another question. This one's about Martial. This is from AJV1. Does Martial, his first touch in his corners, have something like for the season if he consistently plays like he did tonight?
Yeah, it's just a different... He's a cut above anyone else or any other option we've got at centre-forward. It just holds the ball up really well, brings others into play, links up with other players. We don't have anyone else who does anything similar. So when he's not playing, I think we lose a lot of momentum and impetus going forward. So you saw, and he's just clever with it as well, right? So you saw when he came on how much of a difference he made when he actually got the ball, and he's intelligent with it as well. So I think where Rashford is a bit more
boom pow,
yeah,
fucking hell,
let it rip kind of player. Martial, technically, I think he's a bit more secure, and I, like, 9 times out of 10, I expect him to make a decision. So, yeah, I think he keeps our play. And
cool. What do you guys think? This is from Skin Like Milo. That's a sick name. What do you guys think?
Oh.
Skin Like Milo. What do you guys think about Ronaldo being a player that can also almost be a sixth man from now on?
Yeah, praise you God, man.
I love it.
I think Ten Hag has done that to get him out tonight.
Yeah.
It's just literally like, you need to bounce out of here. You ain't going to be playing. And if you are going to stick around and nobody wants to take you, this is your role. You're going to be the third choice attacker. I'm going to play not the kids, but Martial and Rashford over you. I'm going to trust people like Elanga over you because they can execute what I need executed. His interview was quite telling at the start of the game, pre-match. They asked him, why did you pick Ronaldo? And he said, we have to press. His we have to work. And he ain't going to do that. And he said it. He said it blatantly. And I love that as well. Once again, he's calling out the big personalities and he's dropping them.
Yeah, I mean, he's Dutch. So that's what they say about the Dutch. They're just very honest. And very direct. But yeah, I mean, I think Pirlo done, was it Allegri? Like, I think both of them done something very similar where they benched him and it was like a very clear sign that, yeah, you need to leave. And then I think a week later, he signed for United. So yeah, might be a sign of things to come in the next week. This one's from 98 Zeki. You're only going to get one question. And... should ETH focus on trying to develop Rashford as a central striker, or should he just continue out wide?
Oh, I don't
know. Whoa there, buddy.
That sounds like a passion project I don't want to see take place.
Yeah, man.
I ain't trying to see Rashford.
Like, Martial's levels above him as a 9 as well. Like, as good as Rashford was first half, when Martial came on, the ball just sticks. He's got the strength. You could see even Van Dijk, like, he didn't like it. And a bit at the end when he went around him with his quick feet, Martial's got it all. It's just a matter of if he can stay fit and find his composure in front of net again, which I'm sure he will if he gets minutes.
Yeah.
And last question from Vicinity TT. Thoughts on the Langa performance? And also what's the front four for Southampton?
I think we touched on the Elanga performance. In terms of front four, I think, and we touched on this as well, right? Elanga put in a good performance, so it'd be harsh to drop him, but we know Martial's a better player. He was instrumental to Ten Hag's pre-season, so I think if he's fit enough to play a 90, then he's got to come in for Elanga and, play the strongest front four we have available.
Yeah, make sure to share your comments about the pod and whatever, and just listen, share with your friends. Basically, hold that little fool and
we actually won a game. Thank you for listening and see you next week.
True.
Peace.
Rashford, he's in here, he scores! Marcus Rashford takes yet another step up the ladder. And it's a lad from Manchester who scored.
Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate the squad, might bang over. Only chance in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Manny. Ready! It defies description. How about Martial is isolated. Skirtle here. Oh yes! Welcome to Manchester United, Anthony Martial.
I'll be for backstage till the bar's done. Slap one, slap two, that's your dance done. Like Rashford, I'm a fast one.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Thank you, man.
Bars in my head like shampoo. Violate my squad, might bang you. Only champs in my team like Man U. Yeah, like Man U.
Social Podcast Network.